Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with James Martin?
Yes, who are you with? You're speaking with James Martin.
Yeah, we're calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Yes.
Thank you. And to
I'm
start
retired. I'm retired. I'm 88 years old. What is this about now? It's what are you?
we just want to know, have a feeling of how union members feel in the union and the like. There are a few questions that are specifically for people who still work in it, but we do need retirees' points of view as well.
Okay, like I said, I'm retired.
That's fine. Then, what was your primary branch of the trade? Was it cement finish?
I was in the masonry business.
And was it for cement mason, PCC restoration, bricklayer, tile or marble
Bricklayer.
finish? Bricklayer. Here we
Bricklayer.
have
Yeah.
two. We have bricklayer only and refractory bricklayer.
You have bricklayer. Now you lost me. You have two different bricklayers now.
Two branches. We have
Oh, two.
bricklayer or refractory bricklayer. Which one were you?
You've lost me. You say a factory bricklayer?
Refractory bricklayer. So what is your primary branch of the trade?
Well, I was in bricklaying. We did bricklaying in Washington, D.C. when, gosh, since 1960 or late 59, I think it was 59, 60 when I started.
Okay.
And but at that time we had at that time there was two unions, a number four and a number one of just Washington, D.C. And now there's only one of what, Washington, Baltimore, and Richmond? Yeah, so it looks to me like the unions have, instead of going up, looks to me like they're decreasing, it looks like.
Well, we do have some questions about that, but we're getting ahead. Now, on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, a finisher or helper, an apprentice, journey or level mechanic, or foreman?
The last job I worked on was obviously well worked on. The last job I worked for on before I retired, I was the outside superintendent of a company, and I had as much as 11 jobs, different jobs at one time.
So for the purpose of the survey, how would you want me to record that? As a foreman, improver, journey, or level mechanic?
Well, I wasn't a foreman. I was a, gosh, I was a superintendent of all of the jobs. Yeah, I was a superintendent of the company of all of the jobs. So I guess superintendent, I guess. I don't know how you would
Thank
do it.
you. Now, in yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Am I currently working? No, I'm 88 years old.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
No, I haven't applied for any work.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No. I think probably I'm wasting your time, I think.
Well, there are a few questions that we do need. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Have I ever thought of dropping my membership? No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Oh, gosh. I guess there are probably not as many as there were last year. Mm-hmm. I don't know about last year, but there's not as many as there was year before last.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden administration we got has not done very good for the union.
Oh, so would you want me to record it as fewer construction projects than last year or the same number as this time last year?
I don't really know because I'm not out there and I don't know, but I would think that I don't know.
Well, based on your opinion, we're just looking for your observation.
Okay.
So would you say, or do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
I would say there's probably less.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'd say there's probably less.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? I do not know.
Okay. That's fine. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, I have not.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
In the next 12 months, there will be less at the rate we're going.
Thank you. Well, now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
You say in the next 2 to 3 years? I don't know about the next 2 or 3 years. It all depends on what goes down in the election. I will say in the next year, it's going to be worse. But the next 2 to 3 years, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine then. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? You could also go through observation.
I can't answer that question. I don't know because I haven't been on a job in 30 years.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I have not.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Picketing?
Pardon?
Picketing?
No.
A union organizing?
No.
Thank you very much. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
I haven't worked on anything.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have here is local TV news programming, radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers, and the internet or social media. Now, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with the 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So which one should be the first?
The only news I get about the, the local news, I guess.
The local news. And after that, which news source is the, are you most likely to get your news from? Is it radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers, or the internet or social media?
Probably cable news.
Cable news. And after cable news, which is more likely for you to get your news from? Is it radio, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, or the internet or social media?
Can't answer that one.
I don't get any
news about my union, about the union.
This is in general. This is in general. It is not regarding the union, but in general. So which source are you most likely to get your news from? Is it radio, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, or the internet or social media?
Probably newspaper.
Newspapers. And after print and online newspapers, are you most likely to get your news from the radio, friends and neighbors, or the internet or social media?
Did you say news, the newspaper?
After that one.
After that one. Gosh.
Between radio, friends and neighbors, and the internet or social media, which is the...
Probably international social media. Yeah, probably. International social media.
And finally, after the internet and social media... between radio and friends and neighbors, which is the one that you're most likely to get your news from?
Will be radio. I don't get any news at all from my neighbors.
Okay.
I love union news.
Okay, thank you. So the list that we have, it would be your first, local TV news programming, your second, cable news, your third, print or online newspapers. Fourth will be the internet or social media. Fifth, radio. And last, friends and neighbors.
Probably cable news.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Is it jobs and the economy, immigration, education, support for labor unions, foreign policy, healthcare, the environment, or something else?
Would repeat that.
Yes. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, immigration, education, support for labor unions, foreign policy, healthcare.
Immigration.
Thank you.
They're taking over the country.
Thank you. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Years ago, 50 years ago, last time I heard about the Davis-Bacon Act.
Okay. And how much... would you say you have seen, heard, or read just a little, some, or a lot back then?
Just a little.
Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects, which is say that it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Oh, somewhat important.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think so. Yes.
Which one?
The Republican Party.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over the disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
United Auto Workers or the... I don't say, I don't support either one of them. I think they're both completely out of line.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall?
I've got one question for you. What has he done for anybody, any of us?
Well, I'm just here to record your answers.
I know. No, I can't support him anyway. No way at all. This country is upside down because of Joe Biden.
So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove of everything he's done.
And now, unfortunately, I cannot answer for you, so we will go one by one and you tell me. Now, what about the job he has done to support for labor unions?
I disapprove of it. He got up and I disapprove of what he did. He went to the strike and was there for, 10 minutes, and he didn't even know where he was. I disapprove.
And would that be strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove of any.
Okay.
Strongly disapprove of anything he has anything to do with.
Now, what about the job he has done on foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove of everything that he has done.
The economy?
What do you think? You tell me. What do you think? Then I will tell you.
Oh, well, I'm just here to record your answer, sir.
I know, but I would like to know what you think, though.
Unfortunately, I cannot share that.
Well.
So, do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Oh, this is a joke. Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Finally, on the last two items, do you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done on healthcare?
I disapprove on that. On
strongly
healthcare.
Strongly disapprove.
Disapprove.
And finally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on immigration?
Oh boy. I guess it all depends on how you're looking at how you approve it. If you want the country completely taken over by immigration, he's done a pretty darn good job because he sure let a lot of people in. No, it's completely out of control. I strongly disapprove of what he has done with immigration.
Thank you. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling this job?
Congress is doing a terrible job right now.
So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Do I disapprove of what where Congress is doing a good job?
The way Congress is handling this job.
No, I disapprove of the way they're handling the job. on both sides.
Strongly or somewhat?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, to change a bit, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Oh, I will vote. Yes, I will vote. Yes.
And is that an almost certain or probably?
What do you think? Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm just here to record it. So, because the options that we have is almost certain and probably.
Well, I would have to vote. I would have to vote Republican. I've got a gold card. I've been a union member for 60 years, and I have never seen a country in such a turmoil as now. And the unions have had a whole lot to do with part of the problem, not all of it, but part of it.
Okay. But right now we're in the question that if you are almost certain to vote, will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I will vote. I will vote. 100% I will vote.
And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I would have to vote for Trump.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. If I had what?
Yes. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding the legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security?
Yes, yeah. I got a monthly report from the union.
Oh, that's great. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I can't rate it because I don't know.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I can't, I don't know. I said, no.
And how can the union best improve its representation and service? Based on your opinion. I can
Type
they
your could, they could be for the working people instead of the government.
Thank you very much. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next, or what is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Should be working for the people.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Through email, job site, text messages, mail, or union meetings?
Mail. I receive my magazine through the mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
A couple times a year, I would say.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. I know you mentioned this, but generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I'm a, or what?
what other categories?
I'm not a Republican or I'm not a Democrat. I'm for the party that would be the best for the country.
Okay.
I guess you would say independent.
Thank you very much. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
You mean as of now?
Yes.
Yeah, as of now, Republican. I wouldn't, Democrat, the Democrat Party is, well, you know what's happened to our country.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race or ethnical background?
I'm white American.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
I'm not going to give you my name.
Okay, that's fine. Well, with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate it.
Okay, I would love to think that it might help, but I don't think so.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Do the same. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.